John teko ing hotel.
John arrives at the hotel.
Mriksa ing meja depan.
He checks in at the front desk.
Resepsionis mesem kanthi anget.
The receptionist smiles warmly.
Dheweke menehi kunci kanggo dheweke.
She gives him a key.
John ngucapke maturnu kanggo kunci.
John thanks her for the key.
Sakwise, dheweke arep menyang kamar.
Then, he goes to his room.
Ruang iku apik lan resik.
The room is nice and clean.
Dheweke nyeleksi tase.
He puts down his bag.
Sabanjure, John menyang kolam renang.
Next, John goes to the pool.
Kolam iku banget gede.
The pool is very big.
Dheweke renang ing kolam renang.
He swims in the pool.
Sangandek, duk ngerasa seneng.
After swimming, he feels happy.
John seneng liburan.
John enjoys his vacation.
Rosa Syabitova yaiku wanita tuwa.
Rosa Syabitova is an elderly woman.
Dheweke urip dhewe ing apartemen cilik.
She lives alone in a small apartment.
Rosa nampa pensiun saben wulan.
Rosa receives a pension every month.
Nanging, iku ora cukup duit.
However, it is not enough money.
Dheweke kudu mbayar kanggo panganan lan tagihan.
She must pay for food and bills.
Saben wulan, dheweke kuatir babagan duitne.
Every month, she worries about her money.
Rosa seneng kanggo nyimpen sithik banget.
Rosa likes to save very little.
Dheweke seneng nandur ing wektu luang.
She loves to garden in her free time.
Kebun cilik nanging warna-warni.
Her garden is small but colorful.
Rosa tuwuh kembang lan sayuran.
Rosa grows flowers and vegetables.
Dheweke nuduhake mau karo kanca-kancane.
She shares them with her friends.
Dheweke mbantu dheweke kadang-kadang nalika dheweke bisa.
They help her sometimes when they can.
Rosa seneng karo urip sederhana.
Rosa is happy with her simple life.
Saiki iku Minggu, lan aku semangat kanggo wawancara atlet kondang.
Today is Sunday, and I am excited to interview a famous athlete.
Jenane iku Lisa, lan dheweke wis menang pirang-pirang kejuaraan.
Her name is Lisa, and she has won many championships.
Aku ngenteni sinau bab perjalanan dheweke.
I am looking forward to learning about her journey.
Dheweke miwiti dolanan olahraga nalika dheweke umur 5 taun.
She started playing sports when she was just 5 years old.
Lisa main bola ing tim sekolah lan latihan keras.
Lisa played on her school team and trained hard.
Dheweke tansah ngimpi dadi atlet profesional.
She always dreamed of becoming a professional athlete.
Impenan iki ngedorong dheweke kanggo latihan saben dina lan nambah katrampilan.
This dream pushed her to train every day and improve her skills.
Dheweke melu ing akeh kompetisi lan menang pirang-pirang medali.
She participated in many competitions and won several medals.
Saiki, dheweke lagi nyiapake turnamen amal sasi ngarep.
Now, she is preparing for a charity tournament next month.
Turnamen iki tujuane mbantu bocah-bocah sing butuh lan ngluhurake olahraga.
This tournament aims to help children in need and promote sports.
Aku percaya yen Lisa bakal marahi akeh atlet enom.
I believe that Lisa will inspire many young athletes.
Iki minangka kesempatan gede kanggo amal lan olahraga.
This is a great opportunity for charity and sports.
Stadion iku rame karo semangat nalika para penggemar kumpul kanggo pertandingan.
The stadium was buzzing with excitement as fans gathered for the match.
Juarez wis siap kanggo ngadepi tim Pumas sing ganas.
Juarez was ready to face off against the fierce Pumas team.
Pumas duwe musim sing hebat lan duweni percaya marang keterampilan.
Pumas had a great season and were confident in their skills.
Daftar kasebut duwe sawetara kejutan, kalebu striker anyar.
The lineup had some surprises, including a new striker.
Para penggemar kabeh semangat kanggo ndeleng kepiye permainan bakal berkembang.
Fans were eager to see how the game would unfold.
Pelatih Juarez yakin yen tim menang.
Juarez's coach believed his team had the upper hand.
Nalika pertandingan diwiwiti, atmosferane elektrik.
As the match began, the atmosphere was electric.
Kaloro tim nuduhake agresi wiwit-wiwitan.
Both teams showed aggression from the start.
Poro ndegan karo menyaring, ngarepake gol.
The fans cheered loudly, hoping for a goal.
Sajrone setengah pertama, Juarez nyetak gol pertama.
Midway through the first half, Juarez scored the first goal.
Kerumuhan iku meledak ing sorakan lan aplaus.
The crowd erupted in cheers and applause.
Pumas nyambung kanti cepet lan bales anggone dolanan sing pinter.
Pumas regrouped quickly and retaliated with a brilliant play.
Permainan diterusake karo tumindak pungkasan nganti pungkasan.
The game continued with end-to-end action.
Kaloro tim nglawan keras nganti swara pungkasan muni.
Both teams fought hard until the final whistle blew.
Ing pungkasan, Juarez menang lan ngamanake 3 poin.
In the end, Juarez triumphed and secured the 3 points.
Iki minangka pertandingan sing bakal eling suwene wektu.
It was a match that would be remembered for a long time.
Los Angeles Lakers ngadep tantangan tanpa perkara ing pertandingan pungkasan marang Boston Celtics.
The Los Angeles Lakers faced an unprecedented challenge in their recent match against the Boston Celtics.
Game iki penting kanggo aspirasi playoff DWE, utamane karo pemain star DWE sing ciloko.
This game was critical for their playoff aspirations, particularly with their star player injured.
Jackson Hayes, tambahan anyar sing sak mestine saka tim, dianggep minangka faktor penting ing pertandingan iki.
Jackson Hayes, a relatively new addition to the team, was viewed as a pivotal factor in this match.
Kemampuan kanggo maca game lan gawe kaputusan cepet misahak duk saka liyane.
His ability to read the game and make quick decisions set him apart from others.
Sajrone game, kemampuan pertahanane lan dheweke padha kaget, ngentekake pirang-pirang kesempatan kanggo oposisi.
During the game, his defensive skills were equally impressive, thwarting several opportunities for the opposition.
Nalika jam dhuwur jam, Hayes nuduhake poise sing luar biasa ing sangisore tekanan.
As the clock wound down, Hayes exhibited remarkable poise under pressure.
Penampilan ora mung ngasih kesan marang kanca-kancan, nanging uga amanake cacah pentinge kanggo Lakers.
His performance not only impressed his teammates but also secured a crucial victory for the Lakers.
Ing sawis, analis ngurmati dheweke minangka pahlawan sing sanes saka pertandingan.
In the aftermath, analysts hailed him as the unsung hero of the match.
Pungkasane, Jackson Hayes mbuktekno bilih dheweke iku aset sing regane kanggo Los Angeles Lakers.
Ultimately, Jackson Hayes proved that he is a valuable asset to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Penemuan anyar ing neuroscience wis sinari cahya ing kerja rahasia saka otak manungsa.
Recent breakthroughs in neuroscience have shed light on the enigmatic workings of the human brain.
Teknik pencitraan inovatif saiki nuntun sambungan neural rumit sing sadurunge ora katon kanggo ilmu pengetahuan.
Innovative imaging techniques now reveal intricate neural connections previously invisible to science.
Pangembangan iki duweni implikasi signifikan kanggo mangerteni gangguan kognitif.
These advancements have significant implications for understanding cognitive disorders.
Studi paling anyar wis ngenali biomarker kunci sing nuduhake penyakit neurodegeneratif.
Recent studies have identified key biomarkers indicative of neurodegenerative diseases.
Implikasi ngluihi patologi, ngetokake loro-lorone di lapangan medis lan psikologis.
The implications extend beyond pathology, affecting both the medical and psychological fields.
Nalika kita nyelusuri luwih jero menyang subjek rumit iki, pertimbangan etis muncul kanti analitis lan mendesak.
As we delve deeper into this intricate subject, ethical considerations emerge analytically and urgently.
Kecepatan cepat saka penemuan butuhake kerangka etika sing ketat kanggo nuntun praktik penelitian.
The rapid pace of discovery demands rigorous ethical frameworks to guide research practices.
Kolaborasi antar ilmuwan saraf lan klinisi ngembangake lingkungan inovasi.
The collaboration between neuroscientists and clinicians cultivates an environment of innovation.
Pendekatan interdisipliner kaya ngene nyengkuyung pangerten komprehensif babagan fungsionalitas otak.
Such interdisciplinary approaches foster a comprehensive understanding of brain functionality.
Akhire, penemuan iki bisa nyebabake perawatan revolusioner kanggo masalah kesehatan mental.
Ultimately, these discoveries may lead to revolutionary treatments for mental health issues.
Era iki saka neuroscience iku ora mung babagan ngerteni otak nanging nambah kesehatan manungsa.
This era of neuroscience is not merely about understanding the brain but enhancing human well-being.